The next speaker is Professor Mies.
I may shock Dr. Hahn when I say I am precisely in favor of the gold standard because it is incompatible with inflation. And this is what all other supporters of the gold standard do believe. Because we are against inflation, we want the gold standard which is incompatible with inflation. And then this is the basis of all our discussions. We have here for some, there was a very unrealistic element in our discussion. This unrealistic element consisted in the fact that we tacitly assumed, that the government and the politicians are in favor of a good currency. I don't want to say what the kind of currency. They are not in favor of a good currency. They need the currency management in order to finance expenditures for which they do not find any other method of financing. And therefore, what is needed is to separate entirely the management of monetary affairs and the problem and the policies dealing with monetary affairs from the budgetary affairs. It is one of the worst things in the world is that the same man who has to provide the means for government expenditure, the Minister of Finance, the Chief of the Treasury, and so on, is also the man who deals with currency problems. From his point of view, the whole currency system, everything that is connected with money, means only a source of revenue. And it is very unrealistic to discuss today, for instance, the American dollar problem without taking into account what some of the preceding speakers have already mentioned, without taking into account that the present American administration spends billions and billions without giving a thought to the problem how they should find these billions. They know that there is a very simple system, and they will resort to this system. They will print government bonds and will sell them to the commercial banks who have not the choice to say no, who are forced to accept these bonds, a system that is called monetizing the debt. Therefore, what I consider as the most important administrative and constitutional change is to take out all the monetary problems completely from the connection with the budgetary problems of a country and to, in this way at least, to make one member of the government responsible for good monetary management. I am not at all pessimistic in this regard. Also, I am now fighting, I think, 48 years of more than 50 years for stable currency and against inflation. I started to write against inflation and to talk against inflation at the time when most of the Europeans, they were comparatively happy times, asked me, what is it, inflation? I never heard this term. And I had to tell them this is a term which was used in the United States after the Civil War when they had an inflation. The same thing happened in many European countries, but only the Americans were fortunate enough to invent a term to signify this evil or good, I don't know how you want to call it. There is a lot of talk about an international bank. What people expect from any international bank, we have already a great number, we have a great success in the beginning for the bank for international payments in Bonn, and we will certainly still have more such banks of international character. I think the most important thing for such a bank is to restrict membership to countries that have a budget equilibrated without resorting to any kinds of monetary measures, and who do not accept an easy money policy. And as soon as a country violates its principles, it should automatically lose membership in this international bank. I think that such an international bank will never operate, because nobody who can fulfill these conditions will consider any belief that it is necessary to join such a bank. And this is the best thing. Virtue does not consist in the in being forced by the police to behave in a definite way. Virtue consists in voluntary, spontaneous action according to definite principles. And the only principle which has to be which has to guide monetary policy, the only principle is not to inflate and not to have anything which is called monetary management, and as some of my the other speakers said already, is in fact a monetary mismanagement. I have 5 minutes to speak, and I don't think that it is possible to say more than I did in 5 minutes. But I and many of those present have already written a number of books and articles. I recommend them to you in the best.